Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOI building, on a Wednesday, 6/26/24. So many things to ask, so many questions.
Oh, what's going on?
Where do we get a refill on the sprinkles of knowledge if they're starting to run low?
I believe we got those originally from the Froyo.
Froyo sprinkles of knowledge. Oh, I thought Hobby Lobby or something. I didn't know what kind of sprinkles we were looking at.
Oh, ours were edible.
Okay, good. That's better.
Edible sprinkles.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Steve, look into that. Jot yourself a note. Sprinkles of knowledge. Where to get the refill. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What about our positive nuggets?
No, we have plenty of those. I checked the freezer.
Okay.
Yeah,
Thank goodness.
Some of them have a little bit of freezer burn on them, but you know.
Well, that's fine.
Just put them in at 500.
Yeah. Once the ice melts off, they're still fine. Enough dipping sauce, and man, positive nuggets are yummy morning, noon, and night.
Steve, put them in at 500 is funny. Do you broil your nuggets?
I mean, if you want me to, I will.
I feel like they're the best, either that or an air fryer. I mean, you know, the microwave nugget is just...
I can't do it, and I cannot win this argument with my son. You know, I'm like, dude, put them in the air fryer. 12 minutes.
Oh, man.
They are delicious.
So
they
good.
Taste so good.
Yeah. Won't do it, huh?
And he's just like, I don't know why. They're pretty good if 3 minutes. And
he just microwaves.
9 minutes less.
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, yeah, I know.
No one's in that big of a hurry.
But apparently he is. And also, he puts so much ketchup on everything.
Doesn't matter
it
then.
It almost makes me sick when you look at his plate. And I like ketchup.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, you honestly, I should just start buying turds and let you eat them because you put enough ketchup on it.
Golly. I mean, I think that escalated pretty quickly.
Yeah, you're sure right.
Put them on 500.
Put them on 500. It's fine. Just so much today. I mean, we've got new art on the wall thanks to
that was awesome
piece of artwork from my mother-in-law. Did Steve point it out or did you notice it?
I did not notice it, Jay.
I mean, I don't know how
I
you
came
would.
In and I locked eyes with Steve, and then Steve and I sat there and chatted for
lost in the dreaminess
10 minutes, and I was like, well, I don't. He goes, do you notice anything new in the room? And I started looking around.
Too hard, too much new stuff.
It's right behind my head.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking everywhere else, and then he's like, it's behind you.
Right, yeah.
I moved it already. I hope that's okay.
No, I just kind of stuck it up there because I didn't know where we would want it. But
and then I told Steve, I said, I'm kind of in charge of art around here.
Oh, sure.
And he goes, what does that mean?
I did not laugh like that.
I believe you
and
might
I said,
have.
Well, I go, Jay just came in here and hung it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't care. He's like, yeah, but because he goes, do you think Jay's going to mind you moving that? And I go, no, I'm kind of in charge of art around
here. Yeah, it's fair.
And I was like, so then I moved it over closer to my mom's pictures so we have a beautiful gallery because it's another one of the paintings that apparently old ladies go and do.
Yeah, that was great. My wife was like, well, where should we put this? I don't want to get rid of it, obviously, but where can we put it? And I said, well, if you don't mind, I mean, we have the perfect spot here in the studio.
I will take a picture and send it to your wife.
Yeah, that'd be great. Because she also didn't know what your mom's painting looked like.
You know what? I'll take a picture of all of it, and I'll post it on the Jay and Kevin Facebook page.
Wow.
That? Just so everybody can see
it.
And
then just say, if you are...
No. If your mom / grandma / great grandma
has done one of these paintings, even though they're not painters, they just go to these things where they apparently, you know, learn how to paint something.
Yeah, that's fun.
Sip and paint, whatever they're called.
I'm sorry?
Wine and...
Dine?
Oh, that wasn't... I don't think that's what my mother-in-law did. But it wasn't one of those, Kevin. It was just, I think, where she was. I think where she was living, they had that opportunity.
Oh, it was just an art project.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, okay, but they had someone probably lead it.
Of course,
yeah. That wasn't just her freestyle.
No.
I was going to say, because that's pretty impressive if it was.
Yeah, I know. She did it.
Was she an artist?
No, but she had a real steady hand there where she could do, you know, she could do that kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know.
I want a man with a slow hand. I want somebody to fill me up. Whatever.
No, God, no, stop.
Somebody that'll spend some time. Not come.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Egg on one's face is an American idiom that the origins are a little mucky, but one possible source goes back.
Kevin James.
I'm sorry, did I say mucky? I meant murky.
Okay, I was nervous. Either way.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
And hello, Jay. Hello, Steve. Hello, America.
Thank you.
I'm going to need the help of America right now.
Oh, really?
Chance for you to qualify for the backyard barbecue.
Oh, is that okay? Let's go.
Can I do that?
Sure.
All right.
With the exciting game I call Guessy Guessy. Mm-hmm. And that is where you call and you ask a question.
You said you needed help from America?
Yes.
All right. We don't have an open for Guessy Guessy. So.
No, we don't, because it's a game I made up one day.
Right.
And we've only played it, I think, twice.
This hasn't existed for a long time. I didn't realize.
No, Steve. This is brand new. This is.
I thought this was like a long, ongoing bit.
No, just something I said one day.
Yeah, it seems like it really had a lot of thought into it, huh, Steve?
Yep. Well, I mean, I thought it did.
Yeah, like, man, you guys must have worked years on development. The R&D on Guessy Guessy is unbelievable.
So this morning I wake up, get ready to go, get my little drinks, grab a couple protein bars. I'm like,
Let's
go to work, everybody. And I jump in my vehicle. My keys aren't in my car. I am a big leave the keys in the car in the
very
garage guy.
Very safe.
Well, but here's the thing. If you get into my garage, I'm already in trouble.
Sure.
There's a plenty of stuff to steal.
There's a plenty of stuff.
There's a plenty of stuff.
Yeah, sure there.
So I'd almost rather have it be steal the car.
Get the car, get out.
I got
out.
Insurance on that. Okay, like that's, you know what I mean?
I understand, kind of.
It's not a bad theory, is it?
I mean, it's not a great theory.
And I grew up in Harrington. We leave
there
keys
it is.
In the car.
Man. I understand that.
So I get in there. The keys are not in my car. I'm like, oh, great God, where are they? Then I'm like, oh, that's right. Amelia and I checked the mail yesterday with my key instead of the spare key.
There you go.
And so I'm like, okay, where were they? We had them. I had them. Oh, then she had them. And that's where it
begins.
That's where it begins.
Yeah.
The mystery of where did an almost five-year-old put my keys? Where, oh, where did my keys end up? Would you, America, like to play Guessy Guessy?
Guessy Guessy.
And I'm happy to give, you know, clues as we go along, but, you know, you can call with a yes, no question, and we will.
Oh, wow. And then you're going to qualify them for the backyard barbecue if they get it right. Okay.
We get it right. This may take a minute. But...
Oh, great. Steve, forget your first thoughts. You're out of here.
Oh, yeah. Steve, you're not getting a first thought.
Do you Jay and Kevin show.
Well, it depends how easy it is.
Yeah. Would you like to guess where Kevin found his keys?
Yes. I'm going to say the bathroom.
Bathroom.
Bathroom's a great thing. I mean, she is, little girl. She does go to the bathroom.
Thanks,
Kevin. So she could
have
put him in there, but she
just could be yes or no. We don't need to know anything else. All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, she does go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
it's a human.
You might want to ask a yes or no question.
Okay, that's
first
nice.
To try to get some more clues here.
Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey, Rick.
Hey.
You already made him mad today, Kevin. I mean, but.
I know. I was singing that was a Conway Twitty song earlier, and Rick did not like it.
Doing a terrible job of it. Rick, would you like to ask a yes-no question, or do you just want to berate Kevin for being Kevin?
I'll ask a question. That's
okay.
Fine.
All right.
Was it an appliance that it was left in?
Oh, Rick, it was
like
not
that.
An appliance. That is a great question.
Like Let's say on a bookshelf. I don't know.
On a bookshelf. I don't
not
know.
Right. Rick, what is the Eric Church line in the, my, I learned that from a 3-year old.
I don't remember what line you're, I mean, there's lots of lines.
A something.
Wow, he is mad.
A fishing box is a real good place to hide truck keys.
Oh, it's been a long time since I heard that song.
Yeah. Rick, I also have a separate question for you since you're a man of garbage. Oh, yeah. What is the title that you have?
Garbage Man.
Okay.
Wow, he does not dress it up, folks.
It is what it is. Do you consider yourself a relatively, at home, a clean freak? Where would you rank yourself on the clean freak scale?
Too much of a clean freak, and it irritates people.
Okay, well, then I have to ask you this question, because I thought you were like that, but I didn't want to assume, because we know what happens then. Do I need to ban crackers from the control room because of what happens to the floor?
Because of Kevin, yes.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Have a good day. See you, buddy.
Rick, before you go... garbage can is a dang good spot to hide truck keys.
Yes.
There it is. All right.
Thanks, guys.
I will tell you, it's not a garbage can.
No, thank you, Kevin.
It is. I'm going to give a hint right off the bat on Guessy Guessy.
Well, off the bat would have been 4 minutes ago.
Yeah. we've only had two guesses, though.
Yeah, but...
We've had Guessy and Guessy.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Here is a clue.
Uh-huh.
It was... a toy. It was only something that she plays with.
Okay, that's so even harder then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it wasn't...
No, I get it. You don't have
to... It wasn't a household thing.
Right. Again, qualifying for the Backyard Barbecue giveaway. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
So I'm good.
Would you like to ask a yes-no question? Again, it's only a toy that his granddaughter would have used. That's your first clue.
So I'm just
going to
guess.
Okay.
She's doing a toy car.
Toy car, Kevin?
Toy car. Oh, no. She doesn't have a...
No toy car.
Not one big enough to put keys in, I don't think.
Thank you, sir. Jay and Kevin Show, hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Finally, a lady. This ought to... I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Do you know how that is?
Better at deciphering.
You can look for stuff 100 million times, and then your wife comes in and goes, it's right here.
Right. Yeah, it's happened.
Unless it's hers and she can't find anything.
Okay.
Go ahead. Caller?
I'm just going to guess Dollhouse.
Dollhouse is a good guess.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh,
that's
dang
a great
it.
Guess,
dang
though.
Well, you give another clue, Kevin. Guess. We got to go down with the show.
Another clue? Well, she used it right. Like, she put the keys. It was something that she had maybe, you know, mimicked seeing an adult do.
Mm.
Well, then toy car would make perfect sense.
It would. Yeah,
you're
yeah,
right.
That's what,
you're right, Steve.
That's a great one, Steve.
What else
good one,
Steve.
Good Steve. Hi, Jay and Kevin Show. Confused, apparently.
There's someone living behind our station right now who has one of these, but it's not a toy.
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hi.
What do you think it might be? Where did Kevin's...
little purse.
Purse is a great answer.
That's a great answer. And she does have a little purse, and she was carrying it around yesterday while she was doing this other item. She was using this, walking around, pretending.
Hello, Coyote Country.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. What do you think?
Toy shopping cart.
Oh, somebody has had their keys stolen by a child before. That is exactly correct. In her toy shopping cart that had two babies in it, Lulu, Lipsy, and Cloud, they were in there, and they were covered with blankets, and underneath the blanket was the keys.
How did you possibly find that?
Jay, just complete dumb luck.
Well, that's the only kind you have.
And what I mean by dumb luck is when I kicked the shopping cart and said, God dang it, I don't want to wake her up.
It fell out.
I was like, this is going to be the worst morning. I spent like 15 minutes, and I'm like, I got to go.
Which one of those do you think stole it? Lulu Lipsy or Cloud?
Oh, not Lulu Lipsy. Lulu Lipsy is my favorite doll by far.
Thanks for saying that out loud. What is your name?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, okay, hold on for 1 second, okay? We'll get you qualified for the Backyard Barbecue, including $300 worth of groceries.
Hey.
Yes?
Have you noticed we have new neighbors again?
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think I can get half of them.
Half of them before you get three wrong?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
And you're willing to buy Steve a pop if you do, if you get it wrong?
Well, yeah, sure.
Kevin James.
You got two wrong. You got three right.
Come on, orange soda. Papa needs an orange soda.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. It's free, and you just have to search Coyote Country. It's a very, very easy way to do it. Also, a quick reminder. Yes, Kevin? Oh, are you okay? Oh, what is that?
Tangled up in my headphone cord. I don't know how.
Also, a reminder, the Coyote Country Cruise is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Holy cow. It's 2 weeks away, you guys.
Yeah, that's going to sneak up very, very quickly.
Yeah, it is.
As it was uttered around my house yesterday. Wait, next week is July? I'm like, yeah. That's, I mean, it would be very fast.
It feels I know.
I mean, Hoop Fest is this week, and that's already weird for me. I just lost track at some point.
Right. But. It's like, oh, hey, Hoop Fest is this weekend.
Yep.
Next weekend is, well, 4th of July is on what, Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like we got a Thursday, and then...
Yeah, when you pile on the events like that,
before
it's just...
you know it, it's like, oh, hey, the Coyote Country Cruise is here.
Right. Over half the tickets already gone, so if you'd like to go to the cruise, get those plans taken care of. In fact, you probably want to just, the easiest possible way is just text the word cruise to our text line, and we shoot you back a link, and then you can buy your tickets that way. So again, it's just send the word cruise, text it to 509-441-0999, and if you're even thinking about it, then I would suggest you get that link so you can take care of the purchase.
Yeah, get those tickets, and then DM me on, slide into my DMs, DJ Kevy James, and ask for a request, and I will rate your request and tell you if there's any chance I'll play it.
Seems kind of impressive.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
I was fine until you're like going to rank him.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
What's your first name?
My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Jay.
The one and only Producer Steve.
Can we do some orange soda today, Steve, at some point?
We can, sure.
Good.
I don't see why not. Any day's a good day for orange soda.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
Well, I asked you Monday, and you said, I don't know. I don't really feel like one. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's different levels. It's always, I would say, out of 10, I would give it a baseline of 7.
Oh,
and
okay.
And depending on like how much I want the orange soda. And yesterday was like a 7.3.
Does orange soda quench your thirst, or do you have to do water then afterwards?
Sometimes water afterwards. It depends.
Yeah, I mean, just pop in general a lot of times, doesn't it? I mean, you might crave it, but then you're like, I don't know, I'm still kind of thirsty.
Not like a Sprite. I feel like if you drink a Sprite or a Starry or a
7-Up. No,
7-Up,
really?
No, it doesn't work for me, Jay.
Oh, wow.
Even though I know that it's the same concept. The problem with 7-Up is as soon as I drink 7-Up, I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm homesick.
Where's my saltine cracker?
Yeah, like the whole deal. Like that's all 7-Up is to me, either that or maybe mixing booze with it.
Huh. Isn't
but
that something?
Starry and Sprite, those are the ones that I can just, those are quench your thirst.
Okay. Put that on the poll.
That is their slogan, right?
Is there a difference between 7-Up and Starry quenching your thirst? Is that what you want me to put?
Yeah, or Sprite. Go or Sprite. With Sprite. Go with the name brand.
In the audio vault, all about the collaborations last night for the CMA Music Fest. All about it.
So bummed I didn't see any of it. I'll have to go back and watch some of them today.
Big and Rich and Hardy. And then I'll sail
into the
I mean,
that is a party.
That's just a party. It's just like when Gretchen Wilson sang Redneck Woman. I mean, it's just, you're going to, I mean, they don't care what year it is. Those are party songs. You have an outdoor concert in Nashville?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the stuff that parties are made for, right?
And you can't really make Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy any cooler than putting Hardy on.
Right, that's a
he's
perfect
like the right fit.
Yeah.
Come on, Hardy.
Come on, Hardy. Yeah. Blake Shelton, Post Malone with their new song.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody bum me smoke. I'm about to kill.
heard that song, Kevin?
No.
Oh, it's. Oh, I'll play it for you. It's super catchy. It's just like, oh, really? We did it again. Okay, so Post Malone with his collaboration with Blake Shelton. Let's see. John Party and Clint Black was an interesting match.
I like it, though.
Very much. I will say this, Nashville, well done on...
So far, two of these people that you have played were on Celebrity Apprentice.
Ooh, you think that might have a...
little tidbit. I don't know. I just wanted to throw
what?
That...
What?
I will never hear Clint Black ever again in my life and not think of Celebrity Apprentice when he was on that show.
Who else was
John,
on?
John Rich was on there. John Rich, I believe, won the show.
He might have, yeah.
He was real good. John, I was like, man, you're a creative guy, John Rich. Clint Black was not real good, but he had a line on that show that I cannot repeat, but it was legendary.
What did was it the same concept, or did they have to do something different because it was Celebrity?
Nope, same concept.
Same deal.
Yeah,
same deal.
They had tasks and they had teams and and the whole thing. And Donald Trump would say, "You're fired."
Lainey Wilson and Terry Clark. It's interesting that they decided to bring back a lot of, you know, kind of 90s-ish type style stuff, and then they would just join them up with the newer artist, and then they would get together and sing on stage. I think it's just a great idea overall, don't you?
It really is, and that has to be a song that I would imagine Lainey Wilson is like, I have loved that Terry Clark song my whole life.
No question about it, yeah. And a final quick cut for you on, it's Martin Short who's filling in for Jimmy Kimmel because Kimmel's on vacation.
He does a good job.
Does, I think so, yeah. And he had Jelly on.
And when did you get the tattoo? Like, where would a fella like me get an elegant face tattoo?
Well, I don't know about elegant, but I can tell you about cheap. You can get a face tattoo in prison for a pack of cigarettes and some peanut butter.
And that's when you got your first tattoo in your face?
I got my first face tattoo while I was incarcerated.
Yeah. Heck of smokes and some peanut butter.
Man, Jelly is just quite a story, and the guy's never going to hide any of it.
Well, you know, the transparency of him makes
it very likable.
The story might be the opening line for some people.
Yeah.
And then, but you got to be able to carry it off, which he does such a great job.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he's I'm owning it, but I'm also fun to talk to, and I'm super engaged, and I care about people. And that's, you know what I mean? That's the part that I love.
Right, Jay. If you owned your story and you weren't a great guy.
Right, and you were a jerk.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
If you owned your story and you couldn't sing, that was going to be
tough.
But Jelly is as genuine as they come, and I don't know if you noticed, he's got a pretty good voice.
He's had some success, I've noticed, yeah. There's your Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market, and here is the new Blake Shelton Post Malone song for you, Kev.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Elsie?
Yes, honey?
Kevin James.
Kevin here has a question for you.
Okay.
Elsie, what's for breakfast?
Genius.
Insure and a can of supple.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Kevin, what is going on over there? Please explain.
Well, Jay, you know the Inlander. We like to read the Inlander from time to time. Mm-hmm. I especially enjoy the special parts of the Inlander.
Okay.
There'll be articles that I'm like, oh, I'm interested in that, and I'll take a look at it and go, oh, yeah, I like that. But the things I like are the little comments at the beginning where they have the man on the street where they go and ask people something about a topic. And then, of course, the cheers and jeers.
Right.
Or the I saw yous. Love this segment of the newspaper, of the Inlander. Here's an I saw you.
I see you.
Close enough.
I saw you.
Here it goes.
So, again, this is for, like, Steve might not know what this is. He's new to the area and maybe new to the Inlander.
They're kind of like missed encounters or
somebody sees somebody somewhere and then they want to pursue something later. Yeah, and they write just, about it or something.
Yeah, like I saw you. Like sometimes it'll be like I saw you cutting in and out of traffic. It's not always positive.
Oh,
geez, either,
no, I didn't know that.
I mean?
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. It can be anything. I saw you doing this and I wanted to let you know how I feel about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Misconnections. I've heard of that. Yeah, yeah.
I saw you working at Ross. Can I get some music?
Do you need some music for this all of a sudden? Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know where we were going, but
I
really
like
this
one. As
soon as you started that.
Yeah. Well, it is a love story.
All right.
And I want to make sure we do it right. Could have probably told you before the segment. I saw you working at Ross over by Target. You looked so beautiful in the register cashiering.
Oh.
I believe you are the store manager.
Oh, my.
So short, so cute.
Oh, is this, what? Oh.
You rang me
so
up.
So short, so cute. It's quite the compliment.
You rang me up for a pair of underwear and toothpaste.
Oh, no.
When you handed me the receipt, our hands touched.
Oh, no.
And I know we both felt sparks fly.
Oh.
You looked me in the eyes and said, oh, sorry. But I knew you meant to touch my hand. I haven't stopped thinking of you since. I look forward to buying more underwear from you soon.
I mean,
where did you get my diary?
Yeah, Steve's been going to Ross. What happened? Well, okay. I don't.
Listen.
He knows there were sparks, though. He knows for sure. Anytime.
Well, yeah, that's. And it is kind of weird if she looked you in the eye.
Well, she just said sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, could have just been sorry.
I don't. I'm kind of maybe on his side that she may have been a little flirty with the hand touch.
I mean,
but could have just been static. I don't know.
Because it feels like might be a stretch. I don't know.
I have thought that before.
That it was a stretch or that somebody...
Yes, both. Maybe somebody touched my hand. Now, here's the thing. I'm a little worried about this guy because...
Because he's out of underwear?
No. I respect a man who goes and gets underwear and toothpaste and doesn't buy anything else
quite
with
the combo.
It to try to hide it.
Yeah, quite the combo. You know, like is the toothpaste an add-on? Is that what happened there?
Maybe, Jay. Maybe. Because you go... That's like I go get Imodium. I'm like, I can't buy... diarrhea medicine without buying something else to try to...
Like toothpaste?
That's a bad combo. No, like underwear.
Okay, well, that's not the one you're looking for, I'm going to tell you right now.
That's not any better.
Just go.
I mean, I guarantee you this.
Imodium underwear, and you just go...
She's not touching your hand.
Don't ask.
She's like, no. And oh,
she
man,
did,
I mean, I'm really sorry.
I'd have to look her in the eye and go... Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, there'll be looks. There'll be looks.
Oh, man.
And also, guy, if you want to see this girl again, you've been thinking about her ever since.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. Go back to Ross. Go over and find that random size 15 shoe.
Oh, they always
right?
have
like
there.
Ross is like the thing you look and you go, oh, that's kind of a cool shoe.
Yeah.
And then you look and it's like, 17, and size just, 17. Just get that. That's first of all going to impress her.
Yeah,
and you just walk up to the cash register.
You buy both, or are you just buying one? What are you doing?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, just buy one. I can put both in the same shoe.
Go are you back. Allowed to do that?
No.
Get like $7 AirPods or whatever. I mean, they have a lot of stuff at Ross that you could buy.
Sure.
That. Why are you not going back?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, you can't stop thinking about her.
No.
Just go back to the store. And the other thing about Ross that's great, I'm pretty sure, it's been a while since I've been to Ross, but are they one of those stores where you could waste the time in the checkout line, timing it that so that you get to go to her? Because they have all those random weird items.
As you're waiting in that line.
As you're waiting in line.
As you zigzag through.
Yeah, you zigzag through.
They're like, oh, sunscreen.
And it's just like, oh, that's where you get the $7 AirPods.
Yes.
You know, there's just all those
candy bar.
Right.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, wow, cool.
Swim goggles.
Mango habanero jerky? Okay. Right there next to lip balm.
And a volleyball set.
Girl? Yeah. It's So you could just act like you were looking at something until you make sure they'd be like, next. And,
yeah, because otherwise, if there was more than one checker and somebody else timed it out weird, you can just go ahead.
Also, if she is the manager, that's what you need to do is just say, hey, can I see the manager?
Well, he said if he thinks she's the manager.
He thinks she's the manager. Yeah. I know. Well, that's how you find out.
Also, he's paying in cash.
Was he? No, she handed the receipt.
Oh, the receipt. Okay.
The receipt, and then her hand grabbed his hand.
Well, I don't know if that was grabbing. It feels like that was brushing.
She touched him on purpose. Why don't you believe in love, Jay? The big 99.9 Coyote Country.